Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, next month will mark 75 years since the publication of George Orwell's novel 1984, and to mark the occasion, one Scottish sculptor is collecting 1,984 copies of the book to be part of an exhibition, which will be an interactive living sculpture, where visitors are invited to open and read every volume. So far, the sculptor Hans K. Clausen has received hundreds of copies of 1984 from all over the world, but he just needs a few more to complete his work, and Hans joins us now from Edinburgh. You're very welcome, Hans, to the programme this evening. Before we get to how many books you need, can you tell us, where did this idea come from?
Good evening, thank you. The idea grew out of me discovering that in my studio one day I had gathered six or seven copies of this book over a period of a year or two, and unconsciously I kind of questioned what was that about, why was I being drawn back to it. I realised it was the first book I'd probably ever read from cover to cover, back when I was 15 or 16. So I was curious to kind of revisit it. And then rereading it again, it just struck me how significant, how enduring some of the themes are and how relevant for our times. And I kind of felt this call to somehow reply or respond to George Orwell's novel.
And why do you have so many copies of the same book? How did that come to pass?
Well, there's a theme in the book where Winston Smith likes to dip into a junk shop now and again, and one of the kind of main scenes in the book happens above a junk shop. I'm a great visitor of junk shops and thrift shops and charity shops, so I guess whenever I've been in these shops looking for things, often the 1984 novels caught my eye, and I've kind of taken it back and put it on my desk or something. I think something about the title as well. The year itself was a significant year for me in my life, and that idea that I lived in a time before that year, and that, you know, it's the future, and then it's the past, and it's some kind of tipping point. It seemed to represent something significant, but it's now become much more significant because I've now got a lot more copies in my studio than that original six or seven.
So, how many do you have?
I've got about 1,800 and a bit more probably. So I'm kind of, I think we're about 100 or 150 short of the target. Not that the target is, it's important because the book itself is woven through with numbers from room 101 to 2 plus 2 makes 5, all the kind of numeric importance that's in there. So it feels like it's a good thing to base this library of only one book around that number. I'm sure we'll get there, but but it's not important.
Yeah, I understand. You've done pretty well so far. Where'd you get the books from? Are people just sending them to you from around the world, from around Scotland? Where are they coming from? What sort of condition are they in?
Yeah, I mean, my most favourite ones are the kind of really well-read, well-thumbed, tatty versions, the ones that have had the tea spilt on them. I've got some really lovely decommissioned library books and school library books where we can see, especially it's funny when people have revisited it or read it in 1984, so there's some school library books where they've, you know, been taken out like 20 times in that one year and then never again. So all the sort of narrative and the story that comes along with that, book is really important. But they've come from all over the world. It's been translated into, I think, 79 languages. I've got about 30 or 34 languages so far in the library. They've come from India, from Peru, Japan, Hong Kong, all over.
And the idea then, when the sculpture comes to pass and when you get your extra 150 or whatever is outstanding, is it that people will be able to pick up the different books and take a look at them?
Absolutely.
Or how will it work?
I mean, it's... So when you come to visit the library, it's going to go to Dura. Dura is where George Orwell completed the novel, and that's its kind of spiritual home. So I've been collaborating with people in Dura to take it to the village hall there next month, and it will be launched there on the 8th of June. But the idea is that then, a little bit like the original manuscript leaving Dura 75 years ago to go to London to be published, the library will leave Dura and then we'll tour the UK. I'm very open to being invited to galleries, museums, schools, universities. If you've got a venue that you think you might like us to bring the library to, that'd be great. But people will be invited in to peruse through the books, to take a book off the shelf, to see what they find in it. Each book has its own kind of story. its own history. And also, if you've not donated a book, when you come to the library, there will be blank copies of the book that you can pick up and you can add your own note or reflection to. So it will continue to grow and evolve depending on where it visits.
So it's a living sculpture, I suppose, is how that works then. Is it true that George Orwell's son sent you a copy?
It is indeed, yeah. I have to say I've been very well supported by the George Orwell Society and the Orwell Foundation. And Richard Blair, George Orwell's son, is the patron of the Orwell Society. And through them, he donated a really nice graphic novel version with a little inscription in it. So that was pretty special.
Yeah, I'd love to, if I was lucky enough to get to go see this sculpture, I'd love to see the inscriptions, because I'd say there's lots of different, you know, really interesting personal notes to various people, is there, in the books?
Yeah. I mean, some of them are very humorous. I sometimes kind of wonder when somebody, like, I don't know, there's quite a few where mums and dads have given somebody a copy of this novel for their 18th birthday present. And I kind of think, quite a strange book to give your son or daughter in some ways, or people getting it as a retirement gift. That's a bit of a strange message to give somebody on their retirement. But the actual messages that people have added to donate the book to the library, often it's about just how much of a kind of prophetic warning they find the book to be now. And this whole notion of Winston working in the Ministry of Truth and now thinking, how do we get our news, how do we get our truth, how do we make sense of the world that we're in? So people really kind of see it as a holding a bit of a magnifying glass, I think, over our present times.
Yeah, I mean, would you see this then as a political statement as well as everything else?
I mean, it is without a doubt a political novel, but I guess for me it's not party political, it's more about people making sense or understanding the way that Winston was a kind of a seeker of the truth. He through the romantic part of the novel and through him kind of trying to find his own humanity, I think there's a sense of perhaps politics with a small p for me is what pulls me in again. Yeah.
It's fascinating and it sounds amazing. Just very quickly, Hans, if people want to send you a book, a copy, where do they send it to?
Yeah, please, that would be wonderful. And you can find us on social media, Instagram. We have at the Winston Smith Library. You can find the Winston Smith page on my website, which is hanskclausen.com.
Okay.
You'll find me on the web somewhere.
Okay.
But I'd love to receive more books. And people who send a book, they get in return a little limited edition Winston Smith badge.
Lovely. Hans K. Clausen, thank you very much for joining us.